Are we live?
We're live.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're live.
Okay, cool. We're here for Wrecked Radio, episode 66 with Daniel Got Hits. What's good, gents? We had some down. Maybe we're getting a little bounce right now. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a tumultuous couple days after hitting the all-time highs about a week ago or so. I guess before we get into all that, maybe let OSF speak a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, guys. As you know, this show is sponsored by Rollbit. Check out rollbit.com. We'll have two codes to give away. The first code is MemeCoin6311. The second code will be given away at the end of the show. And we will also do some loot box spins at the end of the show.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that, OSF.
Yeah. I mean, very enthusiastic today. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
You need me again. Love it. The show is starting off hot.
Choose them rich every day. You move your head. Can we see that? Or
yeah, right there. I think it says that right there. That's my apartment here. Whatever happened to that coin? I actually haven't looked at it in a while.
That is how's a that doing? Own fucking zero, my friend.
Yeah, give you a clue, mate.
I think it's like 5 to 10 million. I don't really know. Like, I think he went on the Barstool show and he like said two coins. And...
Oh my god! Wow, it looked like people are choosing fucking poor.
I actually own that coin. Choosing wow. poor.
You know, that's sad. A lot of meme coins have happened. There's been a lot of shit going on where people just send money to random soul addresses. Maybe
are the boots on?
The boots are still on. I don't have them. Thread guy, I let him borrow them. But the boots are on. That's obviously going down. That's holding up okay. I don't know. What meme coins are doing good? I mean, like, it seems like the play was just send a bunch of soul to a random address, print 100x in a day on Book of Meme. Or was it even more than that?
It's more than that, I think.
And then just, like, choose rich and leave the show.
Book of Meme was insane. Like, I think a lot of people made money on that. I don't know that many people who made money on this slurf thing. Like, I don't really know anyone. It happened like over the last 24 hours. I think in the dive bar in our Wrecked Guy community, there are a few, but like it feels as though the NFT one was really that Book of Meme because a lot of people found out about that pre-sale. And this shit is just wild, right? Like, how the hell are these things getting listed? Like, Binance just getting involved, all the exchanges.
It's perfectly normal, right? Like, yeah. There's no weird shit going on. Like,
no, yeah, not frothy. It seems pretty legit. I mean, like, people are adding this shit to the Roth IRAs and talking about long-term retirement. A lot of Zoomers out here are like, I'm fucking retiring with WIF. We got the DCA, discounted cash flow analysis on WIF. And it looks like the dog will still have its hat in a couple years and we'll be fucking set and we can retire. I don't know. I mean, it seems to be working, or it was working, sorry, for like a day. Not really working anymore.
The hat's still on, man. The hat's still on.
The hat stays on. So that's good news.
That's kind of where we got Daniel on as well. Like, he's been, I don't know, I feel as though you've been around the NFT community for a long, long time and then really kind of picked up on meme coins kind of this time last year, I think, when we were kind of starting to get into them as well. And you were all in the same like group chats we were.
Right.
And then you've just diamond hands like a bunch of different bags. Some of them to zero, some of them have just gone absolutely insane. So it's not like a good person to have on in this like crazy meme coin season. And I know like you're blowing up at the moment. You obviously have your own podcast, speaking to loads of different people in the space. So I thought you'd be the perfect guest.
Yeah, good awesome. Time. Great to be here, guys. Appreciate it, gents. I know you guys have Suzu and Thread Guy on when the market is up like 100%. And then as soon as we fucking tank like 10% on the daily, Guess who's here? Daniel got hit. So yeah, no, but I'm happy to be on. And really
discount cool. Daniel. Discount Daniel. We're here.
No
here
one
we
else.
Go. Let's go. Man. We're buying the dip.
We got to no save the yes. market. I bought some stuff earlier today. I mean, it seems like we're bouncing right now pretty well. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bottom signal. Me being on the show is a bottom signal for you guys.
Bloody hope.
I like that.
So what have you been doing? Like how have you been crushing it so much? I know WIF has been the classic one, right? Like you literally post and everyone posts in your comments like top signal, and then it goes up another 50%, and then it goes
dude,
up.
Dude, I was 50%. Yeah. People were saying top signal at like 10 million market cap, you know?
Yeah.
And like I'm sure you guys get this as well. Everyone just loves to say, for some reason people think that, oh, as soon as you have a few followers, you're automatically a top signal, instead of just like analyzing, okay, well, what has this person been into in the space? Like, it's almost like they just treat everyone the exact same. Oh shit, more than 10K followers, top signal. It's like, you know, it became such a mid-curve thing to say. But I will admit, my profile looks very top signal-ish, like CloneX, like, you know, this guy's like Instagram-y, like soccer videos, like it's very top signal, but they don't know I'm in the fucking trenches, boys. That Dex screener, Dex tools, fucking 1 minute, like new pairs, you know? So Whiff was definitely really early. And yeah, it just kind of made me laugh. I was like, what the fuck is this? And it was right around the time when I was like, okay, I can't ignore Solana anymore. You know, I was one of those guys like being like, oh, Solana's for the poor, you know? And I was like, all right, nah, this shit is, it makes more sense. You buy $100 of a meme coin, you get $100. You don't, it's not like ETH where you buy $100, you get 50 of the meme coin. And when you try to sell it, you get 25 left of the fucking coin, you know? So it's all fun and games when we're selling Bored Apes for 100, 200K, you don't mind paying the fucking $100 gas fee. But yeah, you know, it just seemed obvious to me that Solana was going to be sort of the next wave of, you know, retail or whatever. Even though we're all kind of retail. Well, I don't know, we're not really retail, but kind of, you know, it's funny when people say retail's not here, and it's like, we are the fucking retail, you know? But yeah,
there's different, what I think people are starting to realize is there's different levels to Cabal. Like the NFT Cabal is like the lowest form of Cabal. And then there's like crypto, and then there's fucking the exchange Cabal. And what really happened over the last week is the exchange Cabal got involved in a bunch of these different coins. So like when they're saying all the NFT Cabals involved in top signal, they haven't realized that once you get the exchange Cabal in, it's just like different levels of shit. Like shit is going listed in a day.
Justin Sun, yeah. When Justin Sun comes in, you can start saying top signal. Not us. Leave us alone, guys. We're just on Twitter every day. Fucking hell.
Yeah. So how did you get into the space? Obviously, yeah, you have like quite an interesting background, I think. So like maybe we get into that, and then we can get into the CloneX trade potentially. But
Yeah, how did I get into space? So I've always liked crypto. I don't know how I got into crypto, like the earliest point, but like, kind of weird background. Like my mom's from Brazil, my dad's from Ireland. So I grew up kind of all in all these different countries, and I was living in Ireland at the time. I lived in Ireland from like 10 years old until like 23. And then I lived in fucking London. I lived in Kingston upon Thames. Let's go. Shout out Southwest London.
Nice.
But yeah, so I just was like, I guess just on the internet, found out about like Bitcoin and stuff like that, and was like just super young and broke and had like no money. I bought like a Bitcoin for 300 euros, right? And then sold it the next year. Actually, when I moved to London, 1 month I was struggling. I couldn't really pay my rent. So I used my money to pay my rent. And then I found this one website where you could get a Tesco or an Asda voucher for Bitcoin. I sold the whole Bitcoin for like £200 like Asda voucher or something like that. And then that was it. But I was always kind of paying attention to it. Then 2017, I was like classic retail, you know, had $1,000 in like Ryblox, Nano, whatever, went up to like 20K, round tripped it all, left with nothing. So I was kind of always just fucking around in the space. And then 2021 pandemic, 2020, all that kind of thing. I was following Gary Vee and just all the people sort of that started talking about, I guess, like CryptoPunks and stuff like that. And, you know, it was COVID, there was nothing to do, everyone's at home, and I was like, shit, let me look back into this. And then I ended up minting a Mebit as my first like thing that I did. Like I kind of had vague know-how with like MetaMask and stuff, like very, you know, basic knowledge with it, but I was able to like put the ETH in my MetaMask, minted it, and then I was like, shit, like, okay, I clicked mint, the ETH is gone, like where the fuck is this thing? Like I didn't know what OpenSea was. I just spent like $8,000 on this fucking Mebit, and I was just like, where is it? And then I had to go on Twitter, and that's how I got more into NFT Twitter, because I started seeing people. I was like, where's my thing? And then someone nice replied like, oh, here's how you go check it. Here's OpenSea. And I was like, oh, shit. And so that's how I got into it, pretty much.
It's fortunate they didn't send you like an ape link.
I know, right? Yeah, what the hell?
And just rug you real fast on your first day on the job.
Well, it was interesting because I got the Mebit, and then I was like, I saw other people minted a rare, you know, the elephants and the skeletons and stuff. And like one of them sold for like $1 million like 4 hours later. And then I was like, what the fuck? That means like anyone could have just minted that. So that's when the alarm bells started going off in my head. I was like, this is fuck. It's like the lottery, but with like 1 million times better chance. So
that was fun back then.
Yeah, so then I bought some Bored Apes and stuff as well, and kind of that was my first big W as well. So not as big as these guys. These guys hit the best trade I've ever seen in my life. But yeah.
But you were like, before that, I don't know if you play professional football at any time, or like, what? How did you get there? You're like a very skillful footballer, right?
Thanks, man. So it's like freestyle, right? So freestyle football, freestyle soccer. I played soccer, football, whatever you want to call it, growing up my whole life. Always was into like the skills and stuff. Would always get fucking yelled at by the coach, like, you know, I'm fucking doing all this shit. And but then I started getting into freestyle, and it became like, it reminds me a lot of NFTs. When I got into this sport called freestyle, there was like 300 people around the world that did it. Very tight-knit community, just like NFTs. Everyone knows each other. And it was kind of like this counterculture, like kind of like on the fringes. Everyone was kind of like, what the hell is this? Like, what are you doing? Like, just juggling the ball, blah, blah, blah. Can you do it in Stoke on a Tuesday when it's rain, whatever, right? And so it reminds me of NFTs, where people are like, oh, these little pictures on the blockchain. And then since then, freestyle's become this huge thing. So many freestylers have millions and millions of followers on social media. And so, yeah, I just started doing all my videos and shit and posting them, and kind of just started blowing up. So yeah, that's kind of I kind of haven't posted a lot on Instagram in the last couple of years. I got too addicted to NFTs, so I'm trying to figure out what's the next plan with the content.
Hold on, where is this?
That's at the Rose Bowl. It was like a brand deal with Juventus. They had like a preseason tour in the US, and so me and a couple other freestylers were like basically asked to go to all these Juventus games and just like, you know, film and just talk about it. And so yeah, that was at the Rose Bowl.
Damn,
sick.
Yeah, this was sort of like a little bit of a hype house that I was. It was called Baller House, and so I came up with this idea right before I got into NFTs. I was like, all right, let me get a bunch of other soccer freestyle people in a house, and we'll all just do content and shit. And so it kind of worked well, and we ended up doing stuff with Juventus and some other brands and stuff like that. But yeah.
Yeah, I saw the one recently. Because have you moved around? Like you're still in the US, right?
Yeah, I'm still in the US. I'm in LA.
Yeah, I've seen some of these. Yeah, these are good, man. Like, you are very good.
Thank you. Wait for it. Here we go. Boom. Yeah.
Got to get on the wrecked guy team.
Exactly.
Yeah, I keep missing all the fucking games. I want to, next time I got to come through for sure.
For sure. We definitely need you. OSF takes it really seriously, and we lose every single year. So we definitely need someone to take us to the next level.
I'm with OSF on this. I fucking hate. I don't even care. Like, I just don't want to lose. Like,
exactly.
I just,
exactly. It's heartbreaking every time we lose.
Yeah, he was like sending motivational videos to the group chat of like Champions League finals.
Did he lose like Wizard of Soho's team?
He loses every player. We've got knocked out in the semi-finals every year. We beat Wizard's team in Paris pretty badly. So.
Oh yeah. Shit!
You beat him like
I was gonna say
8-1 or something.
That would have been.
Yo, KBM, you a sports guy? I know you bet on sports. Like, do you play anything or?
I mean, not anymore. I'm washed up and old. But, I used to play like baseball, football, and shit in high school. But
yeah, you look like you'd kill it at fucking like third base or first base or some shit. For
there
sure,
you go, right? Center field.
Center field. All right.
Hey, catcher. Goal. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Obviously, you then went from this, like, obviously, you're doing this. This is this like a side hustle now at this stage, or like a meme coin is like your main hustle? Are you like a full-time crypto guy? I saw
bro,
you, like,
so it's so like, it's so confusing, man, though. I don't really know. Like, if someone asks, like, what do you do? It's like, fucking, I have no clue, bro. It's kind of like, well, I've always worked for myself. I've never had a traditional, I don't even know what it feels like to earn a monthly salary or have any sort of fixed income. I've never, ever had it. Shout out to my mortgage officer. If he's why I'm playing, I don't. No, I'm still renting, boys. Just doing a Michael Saylor on it. You know, when Bitcoin's like 2 mil, you know, I'll cash out 0.2 BTC. I've always just done my own thing, and so I don't really know how to explain what I'm doing. I kind of just do whatever comes at the moment. It's sort of worked well for me somehow. No clue how, but right now, yeah, just really focused on the crypto stuff. But I definitely want to get, I don't think it's healthy, guys. And, you know, I don't know if you guys agree with this. Like, I love it and it's addictive, but I don't know if it's healthy. I don't love the lifestyle of being glued to my screen 15 hours a day. And so but it's hard to pull yourself away when like someone tweeted yesterday and they were like, dude, crypto is not real. Like, I made my yearly salary in like 4 days. And I'm not saying that that's something that happens all the time, but the fact that you can see it happen, it's like, who's going to tell that guy? Oh, don't spend so much time on Twitter right now. He's like, bro, what the fuck? Like, I just, you know? So it's kind of hard to balance it of like the opportunity where we all, I think, genuinely feel that we're in this sort of glitch. We have this window where it's like, yo, babe, just like, trust me, this is like a once in a lifetime win. I gotta just, you know, but it's kind of some truth to it. It's a little bit of truth to it. And it's like, you can really set yourself up in a good way if you, you know, kind of get a good mixture of luck and some skill and whatever, being at the right place, right time. So yeah, it's something that I want to, like, you know, maybe get back more into doing something a bit more normal. I don't know if for my mental health, if it's just good to only do this, but for right now, yeah, kind of just this kind of shit.
Yeah.
What would you do that's normal?
Going back to doing soccer tricks on the internet. So that's normal.
Yeah, that's not a normal job. You're right.
Yeah, very fair. You know, just 9 to 5, you know, it ain't much, but it's solid work.
Yeah, I feel like every relationship is just taking a beating at the moment. Like you just can't be away from the screen for that long, and then they just don't understand. They just don't understand that this time is different. This time is the time to make it all. It's definitely tough out there.
Yeah, so, yeah. But I went to watch Dune 2. My girl was like, it was one of those days that was just going absolutely fucking parabolic. Like, it was one of those just crazy days, like 2 weeks ago. And she was like, I want to watch Dune 2. And I was like, I will go, but my conditions is I need like 2 10-minute intermissions where I can just leave and come back. And she was like, no problem. That's amazing. Sounds good. And we went, and she was just like, you want to take your break? I was like, yes.
Oh, that's a good way of doing it. I actually, yeah. I had the same conversation. We just didn't go and see it. Yeah, nice. Like, I think I was like, yeah, I just can't take fucking 3 hours to go see a movie right now. Shit's going too nuts. So yeah, let's talk about like your big wins so far, because it does feel as though you caught pretty much everything, right? I think you caught Pepe, you caught Whiff, you've caught a few others. Like, how?
What's up, IRS?
Leave them out of the chat, please.
What's your strategy so far? Like, you've definitely been involved in all the winning trades so far this cycle.
Yeah, man. So my biggest problem, guys, is I'm a paper hander at heart. Like, I'm a natural born paper hander. Like, you know, I don't know if it's, I think it's because I've never had a fixed income that it's like very, you know, I'm kind of like very gung ho and I'm very high risk. My risk tolerance is kind of crazy. But at the same time, if things work out, I'm always pretty quick to take some cash off the table because I don't know how, you know, I got to pay my bills and I don't have a job ever. So when you have that sort of framework, it's kind of like, okay, shit. And I've been burnt in 2021. I've been burnt in 2017. Not 2021. I've been burnt 2017. 2021, I did really well, but also shit, looking back in hindsight, I was like, fuck, dude, I didn't get burnt. I did well, but I could have done a lot better if I hadn't sort of round tripped certain things and stuff like that. So I think just learning from previous cycles. So to answer the question, Pepe was definitely really good. And then Whiff was like a banger. The problem with Whiff is I just started selling too early, still kept a good amount, which is great. But, you know, compared to what I had initially, I only have like 10 or 15% of that. So like, if I really had held how much I should have held, like, I would be straight up almost retired. But it's like, so many people could say that. I hate that thing where it's like, oh, I sold this, you know, for 20 bucks and now it's like 100 million. It's like, yeah, but we all sell in and out of a million things a day. So if you think like that, you're going to like lose your mind. So I'm happy I'm still in the trade, but I could be way more in the trade, if that makes sense. But yeah, to me, it's just a W if you're winning and you're like banking some profits. And when I say profits, people always say, oh, well, what am I going to do with USD in my bank account? And it's like, I don't even mean that. I just mean, you could, I think some people don't know you can just like stable up. You know what I mean? Like, and I didn't even really realize that until my second cycle or whatever. I was like, oh, like these stable coins have like an actual reason. Like, you can just stable up some profits and then see what you want to do later. So I think I'm getting, you know, I'm getting more wiser to sort of, yeah, put some money away and not just be like, balls deep. You know those people that's just like $20 to their name, but they have like $2 million in Whiff or whatever. You know, I did an interview with Dogecoin Millionaire. It was kind of his story. And I don't want to be like that guy. You know, it's funny and it's cool, but it's not that funny and cool when you fuck it up and you got nothing left to show for your hard work. So long story short, doing pretty good, but could be doing better, but still happy. And like days like today, you're happy when you stable up a bit. So yeah. Or yes.
So I think it's actually this focus on Whiff a little bit here, because it has been like the trade still of this cycle. You know, the number of holders is now nearly 100K or approaching that. It's where do you think this goes? Because I know you're still like a big cheer. I know RSF is big in this trade too, or has been, and similarly, like you took some profits. But like, where do you boys think this thing is going?
OSF, you want to say? I want to hear your opinion.
I think, in my opinion, if you look at the numbers of last cycle, and this is a really like smooth brain left curve way to look at it, but I think that's how I'm trying to look at it. But if you look at the numbers last cycle, yeah, Doge hit 80 bill, SHIB hit 45 bill. And those market cap levels, I think, are now more normalized. Like people are now like, oh, it can go to that level. Whereas back then, people were like, this is way too high. It's going to come crashing down. And they're right. But now I think it's different. So then the question is like, which things can hit that? And I think Solana, everyone agrees now, everyone's on board with consensus that Solana is like the darling of the cycle. It's the magical casino where all the action is happening. So I think it makes sense for a token out of Solana, the Solana ecosystem, to rival that again. And I think Whiff is the front runner. You had Bonk, but like Bonk was never really a meme, and you had, you know, insider holdings and there's a vesting period and all that kind of stuff. Whereas Whiff is like the perfect thing. Like Dev cheated all his tokens right at the beginning, and it's not owned by anyone. It's just you have this like insane community who's been able to do things like get the hat on the bull and get it on the sphere and all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, it's just so like, like every, it's so universal. The meme is so universal. There's not one person who looks at it and hates it. So I think that's a really good shot of like getting to those levels. I think it's 50-50. Like that's why I've taken off 75% of my trade after it got to like $2 billion market cap, because I was like, you know, I had these targets. I was going to sell into the Binance listing. So I did, but I've kept a pretty sizable moon bag because I think it does have that chance of just doing that extra like 5 or 10x. And in my opinion, I think Sol will go to north of 500 in terms of price. I think it could even approach 1,000. And I think Whiff is like the clear front runner for the number one meme on Sol, because it's survived so many setbacks and bounced back, even with the Bohm thing, like all that liquidity flowed to Whiff and Whiff bounced back. So I view Whiff as like a levered Sol. And so I think if Sol is like a three to five X trade from here, I think that could make Whiff like a 5 to 10x trade from here. Like I really do believe that. It's, you know, I wouldn't put in any money that I can't afford to lose and just go, you know, over my skis on it. But I think it's got a really good shot at being like this crazy, you know, like the Doge SHIB trade of this cycle, I think.
That might have been the most OSF spoke in an entire show. He's very passionate about this.
Do it to him.
Dude, with
Jesus Christ.
Dog with that, it stirs some emotion. You just found OSF.
I usually don't speak on these shows, Dan, so that's why they're like taking the
No, I love it, but you know, it's you're passionate. It gets the people going. What's the Kanye thing? Like Whiff is people don't know, like it's for me, it's so wholesome. It's like most trades, I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't care. I just want to make a good trade. Sure, it's fun, whatever. Dude, Whiff is crazy. I genuinely actually like it, and it's like I would put that fucking dog on my wall as like a piece of art in the future. Like it's something so wholesome. You know what I love about it? There's no toxic fucks in it. There's no, I won't even name names because I don't like drama, but there's no toxic people in it. Nah, it's cool. Everyone knows. There's I sound like Trump right now. It's cool. Everyone knows. Okay. So like there's no toxic people in it. It's very wholesome, and it's kind of kept all the drama at bay. The most drama there was that dude coming back and trying to vampire attack it on Ethereum, and it failed so quickly. And there's something so good about it. And I was kind of worried a little bit that the unit bias was great until $1, right? Then it became like, normies are fucking real stupid. Like, let's not even overestimate that the unit bias, they will still look at, you know, something that, if it hits a penny, they don't care. They still are going to think that. But I was kind of worried about that. Then I was talking to my mom and I told her about Whiff, and I said, it's like $2 now, whatever. And she goes, buy me 10. And I'm like, why? And she's like, in case it hits 1,000. And I was like, wow. So I was like, okay, so maybe I am overthinking it. Like my mom just like full blown normie confirmed like 1,000. I was like, maybe people are going to think that. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to gauge, but I'm kind of with OSF, like maybe somewhere where the previous memes kind of hit, but it all depends on Bitcoin, obviously. It really does. Yeah. You know, it just depends on where the cycle goes. If Bitcoin goes over 100K and starts just going crazy, yeah, I don't think there's any real limit to what all these things can hit, honestly.
So here's a question. What do you think has a better chance of getting to that level, Pepe or Whiff? Like, we've all been in both of those trades.
But honestly, both are amazing. So Pepe has the low unit bias working for it. Everyone loves Pepe. No one can fade that. It's the classic like crypto meme. And then Whiff is just like the cutest thing of all time. It has like such great appeal outside of that. And I don't know. It sounds like, you know, one of those politically correct answers. But like, honestly, both, to me, I've always said both of those are the fucking front runners. I think they might even replace Doge. You're not allowed to say that. That's blasphemous. Doge is the OG. Bro, it's on its own chain. It has no fucking liquidity funnel. Everyone that makes money overnight on the Solana casino, they can redeploy straight into Whiff. Are they really going to go fucking send that off Solana somehow onto Dogecoin, go to fucking exchanges? I don't know if that's like me middle curving, you know, the whole logic of it. But to me, it seems like a nightmare to try to buy fucking Dogecoin. Why would I want to buy that? And then, you know, so I think the Solana memes are like insanely well positioned. The like OSF said, the higher Solana goes, that liquidity can stay in the ecosystem. You know, Doge is hard to buy. So I don't know.
What do you think, OSF?
Yeah, I agree. I think
I've got him talking.
No, I agree. I think Pepe and Whiff are both up there. They both have different strengths. There's room for two. It doesn't have to just be one coin. And also remember, it's always the new stuff. It's always the new stuff that rallies your cycle, right? The coins that don't have bag biases and you know, people who have to sell and have been bag holding for a long time. And I think they've kind of shown their hand. They show their hand every sell off. They show their strength. And so I think those have the best chances. I mean, they're different trades now at this point, right? Like, they're not like the 100x trade, the 50x or 100x trades that you can get out there. There will be plenty of other 100x trades to cycle. So it attracts a different type of person. But I think, you know, if you're like playing with a larger amount of capital, you obviously can't put in like $1 million into fucking pre-sale. But you can put in $1 million, you can put $1 million into Whiff or Pepe because they have that liquidity and you can trade in and out of it. And so I think that's where you get like, you know, some of these other players involved, maybe like institutions or whales who like believe in the meme thing, but they want to deploy more money for potential 10x gains. And it's very hard to find these 10x trades in this market right now, where given where things are. I think there are some out there, but it's hard to find them away from, you know, this kind of stuff. So
I think my point in this, like, I know people, even in this like bloodbath that just happened over the last 48 hours, they were like consolidating into Whiff because they were like, oh, it's like the better of the meme coins. Like, it's like a blue chip. And I think
flight that's quality.
It's like flight to fucking quality. And that's what you're saying. People are fucking on the Solana casino. They're probably going to go to Whiff rather than Pepe, right? So it doesn't have as many holders. I don't think it's seen a bear market like Pepe did, and yet didn't really see like a full blown bull. So maybe it's like slightly more resilient, Pepe. But at the same time, like, if Sol is the casino this cycle, then people will consolidate into Whiff on these moves. They'll consolidate into Sol as well. But like, I do think that is a fair case.
You ever wonder what went wrong in the world, where somewhere along the lines of financial engineering, the Federal Reserve, that it has come to this line between gambling, making up fucking memes, and everyone just talking about Whiff of a flight to safety? What do you think went wrong?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, dude. Like, did you see Andrew Kang put out a good piece? Andrew Kang put out a good tweet the other day, and maybe the intern can find it, but he was like, we're seeing the emergence, and this feels very toppy. I agree with it. He says, we're seeing the emergence of an asset class. Like, in 10, 20 years.
An asset class. I mean, I'm not like, 10, 20 years, disagreeing, it just sounds crazy, no?
Do you not think Doge is going to be around in 20 years? Do you not think Whiff and Pepe could potentially be around in 20 years? And I think that's not the case for a lot of other bags, like a lot of other things, even L1s. I'm like, I'm not even too sure if they're going to be around. But the memes, I actually think they might be around in 10 years, and they probably, if they are, they're probably going to be higher. So I'm not like, I don't know. I think this is a bit, these things are going to be around in 20 years. There's no doubt in my mind. So I think they could be higher. They could be like the best thing to invest in. It's a very toppy time to say that, but I do think they're going to be around.
So this is a retirement thing for you.
Yeah, I think the top like 3 to 5 meme coins in crypto, whatever you want to call that right now, it's what? Doge, Shiba, Pepe, Whiff, literally just by market cap. Like, I actually do think that it's like, it's going to sound insane, but it's like, why is that different than investing in a new tech stock like in the 90s or whatever? Of course, yeah, these companies make money and they have cash flows and all that, right? But are we all going to sit here and think that crypto market cap is not going to be 10x from here in 20 fucking years or 10 years? And so I agree with Mando, like, it's hard. How do you know if, you know, Celestia or Say or Optimism or Arbitrum or whatever, will they be around? Like, probably, who knows though, but will Dogecoin be around? It will. Will Whiff and Pepe? Probably, because it's taken so long for a new meme to get up there into the mind share that they have, that it's hard to see them just falling off the map, like, completely. Like, I can't see Pepe and Whiff just being, oh, 100 million market cap. Like, again, I just think the genie's out of the bottle with it. It's a big movement. So I don't know. I think that it's actually, in a weird way, one of the safer, like, theses is, right? That you can have. Yeah.
Long-term safe, short-term, well, I agree. Yes. It's a poppy thing. Yeah. But, like, I think this asset class is going to be here, man. And I think they're all going to be higher if crypto sticks around. Like, they will be higher.
I still wouldn't use the word safe, but, you know, each their own.
Safest in crypto, which still means fucking risky as fuck. And, like, you should definitely not.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, they're long-term safe. What do we all think of this new pre-sale stuff? Like, these crazy stories. Did you get involved in any of that? Were you involved in any of that, Daniel?
I missed Boehm like everybody else. And then what's the one? Oh, the Snap one. I missed that and then bought it at 100 million. But luckily the next day I sold it at like 90 million and just like took a slight loss. I lost like 5K. But after that, I was like, nah, fuck it. I already did the ETH one. I sent money to Ben.eth, guys. I was like, this is a winning trade right here. Like, because I just knew it would do well. And the first one that he did that eventually BitBoy bought it and it just went crazy. So like, I actually made money sending money to Ben.eth. So I'm not like fully against the pre-sale thing, but I think you need to just know that it's absolute bullshit. And, you know, it's just complete garbage, like, to be honest. And the only point of getting one is if it's someone like the Dark Farms one is perfect, Boehm, because it wasn't very well advertised. It wasn't like and retweet to fucking get a multiplier. It's like, bro, the whole point of pre-sales is that you're splitting the pot between less people. Why the fuck would you like and retweet a pre-sale? Like, how low is your IQ? But, you know, so once you see stuff like that, you just got to realize it's like just, oh, my God. And they took, sure enough, they took away 100 million out of the Solana ecosystem in like a week. And it's like some of these people doing the pre-sales, it's like if you looked at the other side of the screen of who the fuck you're sending money to, bro, you'll see like some scrawny 15-year-old kid who doesn't even know how to deploy a contract. You guys just sent them like $20 million. It's insane. It's insane. But, yeah, it's like entertaining at least.
What do we think? Do we think this Boehm or Slurf, like they're gonna be here in a month or two, or do you reckon they are also gonna be a I choose rich sort of move?
What do you guys think? I don't know.
The volumes are not small, and I don't know. There's gonna be a lot of questions if there's more after these two, right? Like if they're insta listing them, these might be the two that actually it kind of ends with in terms of the listings. I don't know, but that it did like 3 billion, 4 billion in a day. I think it'll go down a lot, but I can imagine them just like sticking around just within, like, that is insane.
They for sure have market makers behind them. There's no way it's doing this much volume without the help of market makers, but obviously whoever did what they did kind of got caught a bit red-handed with the whole Binance stuff, so they can't just keep doing it because it's gonna like fucking raise questions.
Who the fuck is doing this, bro? The Binance took like 6 months to list Pepe. They didn't want to list Whiff. They had to fucking capitulate. Like one fucking day, Slurf is just like, yeah. You know, what the fuck's going on, bro? Like, this is insane.
Fair.
I think it's
someone is full tilt right now. Someone's like knows they're about to lose their job in like a few weeks, and they're just like, fuck it, let's just go rogue on all this shit, and let me do what I've got to do to get all these people on board, and just like make a shit ton of money and then, you know, go fuck off to like the Caribbean or something. Like, I bet probably. You that's what's going on.
There's rumors it's CZ, like that CZ needs to have these happen.
He needs those extra pennies from the bones.
Before he goes to jail. So like, he's happy for them. Cause I think there's like going to be some more monitoring or something in a couple of months, some sort of random shit. So like, they all need to be listed ASAP. That's why they're all happening like now. And then they're probably going to slow down a lot towards the second half of this year. that's a rumor I heard.
For Rec like, Radio and try to make one listed.
Yeah, we should make one. We should look at his face.
he's like, wrecked. Get me in, get me.
there's been lots of talk about a wreck token. Who knows? We could do a wreck radio token. You ever thought about doing a token, Daniel? I feel like you could do one.
Guys, I'm a doxxed U.S. citizen, and I'm scared of like everything. So fuck no. People ask me this all the time. Like, hey, I don't want to drop anything. I don't. You know, I'm so paranoid, guys. Like, I'm literally such a pussy. Like, even when people ask me, like, some dude was like, should I drop my token on Solana or ETH? I'm like, dude, I'm not even saying one word because that's like, oh, you're advising this token. I was like, bro, God bless you. Do whatever is best for you. I'm very, very careful all the time. And it sucks. Being a U.S. citizen is kind of like being a slave in a way. So maybe in the future, if I make like a lot of money, I'll just fucking renounce and get the fuck out of here. But for right now, I'm just so, so risk averse. Anything legal wise, I'm just like, keep me out of it. That's why I don't do any brand deals really in crypto. Because a lot of the stuff so far has just been dubious stuff. Like, obviously you guys have a good sponsor that is like legit and, you know, something that you can actually feel safe talking about. But like, you know, all these people that are just promoting these fucking token launches or NFT things or whatever, I'm just super careful about it. I'd rather play the long game and wait, almost like sports betting, where it's like, I don't know why it took so long for America to legalize it. Obviously you guys know in the UK, Ireland, whatever, it's like so normal. Over here, it was like, oh, like sports betting, right? So I think, maybe in like 2-3 years, I think a lot of this stuff that we're kind of scared to like talk about now because of legal issues, I think it will kind of just become more normal, especially now with Bitcoin on, you know, Wall Street and stuff. So I'm just kind of playing the long game. I'm just scared to, I don't want to drop a token. I don't want to do anything. I just want to chill, shit post, you know, that's pretty much it.
Smart. So I see you got your own show now. Like, you've always been like super outspoken. Like, I like your posts. But now I see you're building a platform around it. Like, tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like doing random podcasts and shit like that. You know, just seeing what sticks. Have a couple cool episodes lined up with people we all know very soon as well. So going to be doing that just here in LA. Obviously, we got a lot of good NFT sort of crypto people or personalities. But yeah, just pretty much putting out content. I like making content. I like doing stuff. I like, like you said, just like doing my shit on Twitter. Some people maybe don't like it. A lot of people do like it. I'm not the most politically correct person of all time, but it's not really from, I never say anything from like a harmful place or anything. I'm very like, I'm a very tongue in cheek kind of person. My sense of humor is just kind of fucking twisted. And so, yeah, I always hope people don't take it like in a genuine harmful way. I'm always just like fucking around, you know, but yeah, it is what it is. But to be honest, it's funny. A lot of times when I go to NFT shit, VCon, NFT NYC, whatever, everyone that comes up to me, no one wants to talk to me about NFTs. They're all like, yo, your tweets, bro, I love when you said this about this. And it's just like, it's funny.
You destroyed NFT NYC this year. Like, that tweet you did about the lineup,
bro,
that went viral.
That went so viral. And did you guys see that one chick that was like, this is who I am? And she was exactly,
that was so good.
She was like, I've done this. It was like, you know, for those that didn't see it, I posted a picture of the lineup and it was just like, no offense, but just like absolute Conor McGregor, like who the fuck are these people, you know? And so, yeah.
Who the fuck are they?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who's the feline tribe? Suey.
So that chick, where's that chick? The bottom row, that chick at the bottom
NFTs,
row.
NFTs, huh?
Yeah, she replied and she was like, this is who I am, Daniel Got Hits. I've done this. I have a best-selling book about DeFi. And then the funniest one was she was like, I was an attorney for the SEC. And we're just like, bro, no one likes that in the space. Like, why are you bragging about that?
Who the fuck is Raptor? Who the, like, go up
Raptor. Are you guys going to NFT NYC this year? I can't. Delivered captured content.
Oh my God.
Come on, you're a Raptor.
$600 ticket to watch.
Let's get Raptor on the show.
This tweet killed me. Who the fuck is that guy?
Who's this Eichma guy? I want to get this guy.
Like, the thing is, no one replied. Like, clearly no one's even on NFT Twitter apart from this one chick, and she tried to like clap back and it fell so hard, her clap
back. Yeah, she tried to clap back, and then I just retweeted her tweet with the picture of the dude with the vest with the latte. No, you know, the best thing was this guy on, do you see the guy on it that had a mutant ape, and then someone found out that he actually has the mutant listed at floor. Yeah,
change that profile picture, buddy. Once that sells.
Yeah.
No, I love this shit. Yeah, you definitely have notifications on from me, like pissing myself laughing watching these. You're gonna do well with this podcast, I think. You're gonna do well with it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, what else have you got? What else do you think is gonna go on in crypto here? Like, I know you're spending 100% of your time doing it. Is it just shitcoins that you're focusing on? Is there anything else you're doing in the space?
Well, I think I got to focus on my strengths. I'm not like the smartest guy, like in terms of technical stuff. I'm never going to be the guy that is going to be able to explain DeFi well, or, you know, one thing I do think I have my pulse on is kind of just like, I've always been good at just being really early to shit. Like I said before, like the kind of Bitcoin, the first kind of foray into Bitcoin that early, like even just in terms of at school, like, you know, fucking, burning like video games onto like CDs, or like burning stuff for people. And like, I was always kind of that nerd kid. I was always like the sports, but then like very nerd as well. I always liked tech stuff. So I think with like NFTs, crypto in general, I like to just stay a little bit ahead of what's going on. Like, try to keep an eye on everything. Ordinals, bro, I inscribed fucking sub 10K ordinals, downloaded a Bitcoin node on my laptop. Like, I do like some nerd shit that, you know, people wouldn't expect sometimes. So I always try to like stay ahead of the curve on it. I think ordinals will do really well. Just like a good play, I think, long term. It's really, I think ordinals is like, you got to just buy the top like three collections. I think below that, it's just a total free for all, and they're kind of shit, to be honest. But, you know, if people wanted to look at ordinals, maybe just take a look, see if you can get in on a good entry on some stuff if you like it. I think meme coins, like you, Mando, I think meme coins could be, this sounds insane, guys, but there will be people that probably make a full-time living just talking about meme coins. I swear to God. So I'm trying to like talk about the funny stuff that I find entertaining. It just happens to be meme coins. And so maybe I'll just kind of keep revolving around that space. I just feel like it's so absurd. You know, every day there's something ridiculous. Like yesterday with Slurf, I was like, you know, Slurf just did $4 billion. Like, that is insane. And to me, that kind of shit is really funny to talk about. And it has a viral loop a lot more than being like, here's why this L2 is like fucking ZK rollups, blah, 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 right? That's not really who I am. So I think I'm more of like a mainstreamish kind of guy. I can communicate things to like a wide audience. So I like the meme coin kind of sector, if we can call it that. And so I think I'm going to just keep talking about that, tweeting about it. And I don't really have any real plan. Like, I just need to figure out, I want to figure out like what's the move and sort of what I'm going to focus on. And I'm curious what you guys think about this.
You are really early to shit. Like, I remember you were early to like the ENS move. You're early to ordinals. Like, are you in like group chats where everyone just decides, or are you just really curious about the shit that is new each day?
Yeah. Curious.
How do you stay so left curve, you know?
Yeah. Very curious. And like, very kind of, I try to keep my own bias out of shit. Like, when people say something like Bitcoin NFTs, my first reaction was like, what the fuck? It's gonna be garbage. It's gonna take like 30 minutes to fucking send an NFT. Like, but then, you know, I always try to get my own brain and just be like, shut up. Like, just try to look into it. And like, even though it's annoying and it's like work, but I always just think when there's friction, it's a good thing. Like, if, you know, like with Solana, right? Like, no one could buy shit on Radium or whatever. Okay, go to Photon. The more friction there is in a trade, generally the better I've done. Like, and the more insane friction, the better. Because you always have to realize, these fucking degens, someone's gonna figure out eventually how to make it easier. Someone is gonna, when you're just inscribing ordinals, there was no Magic Eden, there was no ord swap, there was literally nothing. But you have to just have faith and be like, some motherfucker is gonna make a tool for this, it's gonna, down the line, it's gonna be easier for people to buy it. So yeah, just following a lot of people. You know, I follow like 4,000 people. You know, a lot of influencers, they try to follow less people because they want to keep the ratio looking cool. To me, I'm like, yo, some kid talked about some weird shit that I find interesting, has 80 followers, follow him, turn on his notifications, put him in a list. Like, you know, just keep your ears to the streets kind of thing. But you know, a lot of luck as well. And just kind of, yeah, being online too much. Honestly, most of it's just being online too much, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like, I've been surprised, and like, you are literally, I mean, OSF's always kind of like you. He's always very early to shit, and he doesn't mind aping size very, very early, but you're always there in the fucking group chat with him.
We see each other in the same places for sure.
Yeah, like, facts. And people put me in these group chats. Like, I'm actually not in a single alpha group chat, but I do get added when I do take a position. And to be honest with you guys, I don't really take a public stance on things as much as it may look. Like, the only things I really talked about in the last year where I was really putting my fucking, you know, voice behind it in a real way and not shying away was like Pepe and Whiff, really. Maybe some early ordinals, but like, you know, when I do talk about stuff, then people will add me in a group chat, yo, like Whiff holders, whatever. But I'm no, to answer your question, I'm not in any telegrams. I'm not in any group chats. I just like stay on Twitter and just look at what's going on, you know?
Yeah. I think that's the best way. I think, yeah, to stay, this seems like the way you've done it is to be early and stay nimble. Like you take profits on the way up. It's easiest to be early in this space. I think a lot of people try and like buy momentum, but actually like there is literally new shit each week generally. And if you catch like the trending ones, like Bitcoin ordinals was an obvious one. We had this on the show like a bunch of different times. Solana felt like an obvious one for a while, but now it feels like meme coins. If there's going to be a new meta every couple of months, and if you're early to that, like you can just crush it way more than with very little capital. Like you can just put in a few hundred, a few thousand, and it's there are 100,000 X's.
Look at Natcats on ordinals, right? These Natcat things, they were trading on Google Sheets. You know, as soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, hell yeah, this is it. Like I said, friction. So a lot of people are just lazy. And I remember a lot of people being like, how do you buy it? And I see people in Discord telling them, here's how you buy it. And then as soon as they told them, oh, it's longer than like 5 minutes, like fuck that, whatever. Okay, cool. Well, you could have bought them for like $500. And then when they went on Magic Eden a week later, they were 0.1 Bitcoin. So, you know, like, I just think, yeah, people need to just be willing to do the work as well. And don't wait for it to just be like on a plate.
Yeah. Like you said, friction is your friend, I think, with that sort of shit. Like, you have to put in the effort. I think it only really works if you actually are dedicated to it 24/7. Like, people need to make shit easy for yourself. You're reading your own tweets. Like,
yeah.
Man, it's a good follow. It's a good follow. I think yeah, that's kind of it. OSF, do you want to end with our final questions?
Yeah, final question we ask every guest is, what's your best advice on how to avoid getting wrecked?
Honestly, I'm gonna keep it real. You guys honestly are very level-headed. I think just keep following these guys because they give you the real truth and they don't hype you up. They don't, like, you guys don't induce FOMO in people over the top, which I like. You guys are pretty like consistent with that. And also take, I kind of like, people started clowning me in 21 because I had this video where I was like, take profits. Bored Apes were like 100 ETH. Everyone's like, oh, take profits. And then like, I had multiple people DM me like later being like, damn bro, I wish I took profits on like every NFT I had. But I, honestly, like, take profits. And yeah, just don't over leverage yourself. And like, everyone's situation is different. But if you can't sleep and you're stressed out every single night, bro, take a bunch off the table. And I'll tell you guys what, I've found that I can hold things longer if I just take all the risk out. And even if you're just holding like a little bit, you might actually hold that little bit for like the next 50X because it was a little bit. And you'll actually make more because you're not stressed about it. Whereas if you're emotionally attached to your swings every day, you're gonna panic at the first big upswing and feel all that emotional energy. Oh shit, you get actually burnt out psychologically from holding. And it's like the Lord of the Rings, Gollum, you know, he has the ring and it wears him down. But if you're just holding a small bag of it, you might just hold it for 100X because it's not like that serious to you. So yeah, just trim your positions, keep your risk according to your own tolerance. That's what I would say.
That last point I think is really important. Even OSF took some money out a couple months ago, and actually after he took the money out, he was even more left curve with like the risk profile that he took. And I think you probably made more by taking the money out, right? Like, because you were just like, right, I'm gonna hold this forever now.
It lets you. I think once you take a bit of money out, it lets you hold on to your positions for longer. I think it's weird. It's like you don't feel like, because the problem is if you don't take the money out, then on a down day you're like, fuck, I want to sell it, and then you sell it at a bad point. Whereas if you take it out on strength, then on down days, like, oh, whatever, I already took some out. And then it just allows you to hold it on for much, much longer. So I've definitely held on to stuff for longer than I normally would have because I took money out a little bit out in January and then a little bit out, like, a couple of weeks ago. And now I'm just like, whatever. Like,
I have a question for KBM. Can I ask KBM a question before the end of the show?
Yeah, what's good, man?
Yo, KBM, what happened with your house, bro? Like, with the foundation, like, all the shit you were doing. Did you figure that out? Because this guy was getting construction advice from Twitter. It was fascinating.
Yeah, no. So, I only live at the house in the summertime. But it's still kind of fucked. We think we figured it out. There's a grading issue. The water's coming up over the top of the where the house meets the foundation. And Yeah, it was pooling there and coming up over the top and leaking, apparently. I don't know. It's been a fucking headache. It's been like 2 years of hell.
Did you get good advice from Twitter? The Twitter, like,
I did get good advice from Twitter. I actually had some people, well, look at the intern pull this up already. I had some people in the DMs who were kind of like local to me who helped me out. Really, it's still a complicated issue, I'd have to say. I don't think there's not closure yet. Maybe
just,
this
just
summer.
Floor it. Just floor it. Floor the house, bro. Floor it.
Yeah, I mean, it might have to, right? Fuck, man. It's unfortunate. It's not fun. And it's in a brand house. New basement with a golf sim and shit. So not fun. Not fun.
Ah, shit. Good luck. Anyway,
let's get these loot box spins. We had the market bounce while we were on the show. 65,000 Bitcoin right now.
Beautiful. Bottom signal.
There you go.
Bottom signal.
Bottom signal. Exactly. Should I give the second code while we're here?
Give the second code and then request that we call your name on Twitter Spaces, please.
They destroy me in the comments.
Got hits 1052. Got hits 1052. I just need to check the front door because I think someone's delivered some groceries there. So I'll be back in a sec.
Okay.
All right. run through people. Thanks, Joseph.
Okay. I think, we need the three, right? Is the intern doing that? Or is OSF meant to be doing?
I don't see him.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Stick around, Daniel. You're clearly a good luck signal, I think, for people.
Yeah.
Market bounce. Let's try and win some good shit now. Right, begin draw. Here we go.
Mickey Mouse.
Class, Pine Deegan won.
Class of Lasagna 52926. Marianne Crypto. Pine Deegan.
Pine, get up here. Pine Deegan won. He's a well-known rec guy. Although he's wearing an MFA, he always does.
Got Pine Deegan. The other two are a little sus, but
yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of, it's a weird one, so don't you think?
Yeah, we could redraw.
Maybe give him a second.
Oh, Pine Deegan.
I know, Pine won.
Nice.
Redraw. The top two.
Here's Mickey Mouse. I guess he got it. So redraw one. Emery chosen one. Choosing one. Emery chosen one. Emery choosing one.
I feel like that's probably a genuine one, right? That's kind of a random.
Emery choosing one. They're not requesting though. I'm waiting. Redraw. They don't redraw. Like free shit.
Hello.
Okay, Falcon Web 3. That's got to be somebody.
Falcon Web 3. Oh, I got Emery choosing one, actually.
Emery choosing one. All right, so who are we starting with?
Person. Whoops.
Who are we starting with?
Person.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Who's that?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
It's Pine. Pine, I think are you going to go first, Pine, or is it second? Mickey Mouse goes first.
Oh, Mickey Mouse first. Run it.
Let me just share my screen. All right, boys. Ooh, what is in here? We've got decent Fidenza. A few Bored Apes. Man, Bored Apes are cheap these days, right? Let's see how this goes, lads. Mickey Mouse. Apologies. You won the cheapest thing in the loot box there. We have a buck.
It's okay.
We will go again. All right. Here's for Pine. Pine, good luck, man. Here we fucking go.
Man, Red Light District is still 16 grand, huh? I want one of those.
Oh, nearly the Fidenza.
Oh my god, so close to the Fidenza.
I'm sorry, man. You want another wreck guy. You want another wreck guy.
Apologizing. You won $2,500.
Yeah. Oh, that was wow.
Was that for Pine?
That was for Pine.
That was for
Damn.
Pine.
All right. And who's this person now? Falcon, is it? Who's this person we have?
No, Emery.
Emery. Emery Andrew Tate.
Choosing one.
Oh, another low-priced OSF edition.
Wow.
I'm sorry about that, lads. That was not our strongest show there.
It's good art.
Yeah, you know.
yeah, you know, he says.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you missed the PD5 mint, right? You're not going to get that?
Yeah, yeah, you missed that. Yeah.
What? I can't hear it in the headset. Anyway, thanks for coming on, Daniel. It was a fun show.
Thank you, guys.
It was great chatting. Yeah. Congrats to the lucky winners of those loot box spins. Anyway, all right. We'll catch you guys next week.
Medical difficulties in the back. All right. Yeah. See you guys next week.
Bye.